This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Schweitzer's, check out the homemade country style sausages, a variety of options, original, garlic, and cheddar. You can ask about organic, and they'll know you heard it here on What's in Your Mind. They also have a homemade summer sausage. Say you heard it on What's on Your Mind. To get a discount, stop into Schweitzer's, South Washington in Bismarck, 625 South Washington in Bismarck. Scott handed off today, but boy, do we have an A-list of substitute hosts. Interim host, whatever we want to call that, former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer is on What's in Your Mind.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning, listeners. It's great to be with you on this Tuesday, February 26th. It is about 7 minutes after 9 o'clock on this cold, dreary, wonderful, great North Dakota day. So glad to be with you. Thank you, Todd, for handling all the things in Bismarck studio and running the things. Kevin's on the board as usual. Both of you are going to help me through this and help me look good, please.
You got it.
Sound good. It's radio, so.
Ah, well.
Yeah. I know you're by far the best dressed guy on this show right now.
These are work clothes. You know, I have to.
He's all suited up.
I have to have my suit and tie on if I'm working because I have a tendency to play a lot and have to make sure that I wear the right clothes if I'm working or playing.
So Kevin and I wear tie chokes with the oxygen to our brains, and then we pass out. So
I can understand that. I get it. But anyway, I've got other things happening after this show, too. So today's a dress-up day. I'm glad to be with you, even though I could take some time and describe my outfit, but I don't think I will because it's not important for radio. But what is important is that we get some calls. This segment, we're going to have open phone lines. We want to talk a little bit about things that's on your mind. It's a What's on Your Mind show. We want to know what is on your mind. Give us a call at 701-258-0550 or toll free at 1-800-228-0550. You can text Todd and we'll get you on at 701-226-8503 or email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Gee, that's a long .com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So check in with us and see what you're talking about. A lot of stuff in the news today with higher ed, abortion votes in the Congress in Washington, D.C., costs at universities going crazy, snow removal. I mean, you know, a lot of things to talk about. So we've got Craig and Moorhead on the line first up here. Good morning, Craig.
Hello there, Governor.
Hey, how are you?
Say, between the new Green Deal, you have AOC, now she's saying we should think twice about having kids. And let me ask you this. Is the rank-and-file Democrats, are they trying to give these guys enough rope to hang themselves, or are they truly interested in going down this route? Because I say this, if you're anywhere near 65 and these guys get in, go in your Chevrolet and see the USA and travel, because your traveling days will come to an end, and tell your 20-somethings you're on your own if you vote for these nut jobs. I'd like your opinion. I'll hang up.
I love it, Craig. See the USA. that's a good deal because gasoline and automobiles and, you know, you think about this, but to answer your question directly, these people really believe in this stuff. I mean, I started getting involved in national politics when I was governor in the 1990s in the Clinton administration, and he had several people on his staff that firmly believed that population control in the world was the most important thing you could do to save the environment. And they were very willing to say you have to, you know, do the Chinese thing with one kid or whatever the case may be. I mean, they live it and breathe it. They believe it. and is very true. So now you see people that are coming after, that are rising up in the Democrat Party on the socialistic issue, that are saying, you know, we're going to control your lives, we're going to control your business, we're going to control your entertainment, you know, we're going to control everything in your lives because government knows best, and they believe it. So I think I've got a real concern about it, that we're raising up people in this country, in the free enterprise system and the freedoms that we have in America today, who don't believe in those foundational, fundamental principles of our country of freedom, economic freedom, education freedom. You know, anything that we can do, they don't believe it. And we, I think, all have to double our efforts, recognize it, and move forward. So please think about that and do it. And like you say, if they get in, it's Katie bar the door. Life as we know will change it in the United States of America. Thanks for the call, Craig. Let's go to Wes. Wes in Hazen. Good to hear from you this morning, Wes.
Hey, good morning. So I've got a couple of questions for Governor Burgum, and I know he's going to be on, and I'm sure the Roosevelt Library is going to be one of those front and center things because it's a legacy deal. So I spent 3.5 years fighting the National Park Service on the Northern Plains Heritage Area. One of the things I learned is whoever partners with the National Park Service, you have to follow their criteria. So if money is going to be coming from the National Park or the National Park Foundation, if you go out there and do the research, they are partners with the National Park Service, which means any funding that they provide to other entities needs to follow the National Park Service criteria. Part of that criteria is you don't get the money till the project is built. And you only get the money if the project follows the National Park Service guidelines. So a couple of questions. Who's going to fund the project until the foundation funding comes in? And then is that funding going to refund the taxpayer the money that's been spent to build the library? This mm-hmm. is not a short-term thing with the National Park Service, nor with the Park Service Foundation. You don't, you know, they can make a verbal, even a written commitment that they're going to provide the money, but that money doesn't come until the project's complete. And so where's this money going to come from?
Yeah, and you make a good point, Wes, and I'll be sure to ask the governor about that. Our session today is talk about his recent trip to the White House, but maybe talk to the president about the Roosevelt Library. I'll get it in there. But here from my perspective, here's what I know. First of all, donors have donated or have put money into these initial designs and operations and things like that. I know Rob and Melody Walton have donated $1 million for operations. That was a match, so there has to be another match to that. And then we had they've also donated $5 million to the North Dakota Community Foundation. That's unrestricted, but it's meant to be for the operations, the development, the things you know, that you're talking about, the upfront monies to put this library in. So there is some money to do that. And the difference in the, and boy, listen, I sympathize with you with working with federal government and federal government rules. I mean, I'm sitting here in Fargo and thinking about the diversion and the costs that go up because of the federal government involvement are ridiculous. But, and it costs the taxpayers way too much money. You can't have, let that same thing happen here with the library. And I think one of the differences the federal park is not, the federal tax dollars are not going to be going into this project. They're going to provide the location on or in within the park, on site within the park. So they don't have any skin in the game, but they will sign an MOU in operations. And it's not unheard of in national parks for horse concessions, for instance, in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, or camping grounds, or ski lodges or things like that. They have memorandums of understanding between operators operating businesses within the park confines. So I think things can be worked out. I appreciate your caution on having to live with federal government largesse and rules and regulations that just make things ridiculous. We're all frustrated with that, and I'll be sure to ask the governor about that if we get the time, Wes, and appreciate it. And even if we don't get the time, I'll ask him about it. Make sure he understands your concerns. And if we don't get it on air, I'll be sure to get it to him personally. Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate the call, Wes. Thanks for checking in. Good comments, good caution. And now it's time to take a break. It's snowing out there. Be cold. We've got conditions. Not be cold. It is cold. Be warm.
Be warm, buddy. Come
that
on.
Didn't come out right, did it?
Cold's a given.
But it's these weathers, actually, when it quits snowing and the sun is out, they seem like beautiful, wonderful North Dakota days. And then you go outside and you get frostbite because it's 18 below zero.
Well, it's like this morning, Botno was like 26 below, and we were only about 6 below, so... It's always colder somewhere.
Only 6 below, eh?
Yeah, balmy.
Anyway, I can tell you a story about being below zero. Maybe I'll do it when we get back. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Time to take a break. Listen to our sponsors make it possible for you to turn on that dial and listen. You don't have to have a contract. You don't have to pay anything. You don't do anything. You just turn it on and listen, and we're glad you do.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions, and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include Croft, Pasture, and Hunting Land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lamore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishick, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And we're back.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we're among only 7 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. Keeps our electricity affordable and reliable and provides high-quality jobs and boosts the economy. More than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, a 3.4 billion-dollar economic impact. A statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and protect our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at the Coalition for Secure Energy Future, SecureEnergyFuture.org. 21 after the hour, it's What's in Your Mind. I'm Todd Mitchell, and the man I first talked to on the phone back in the winter of 97, early 97, and he called and said, this is Ed Schaefer, and I was new, and I thought, oh, we have a governor, Schaefer. I wonder if it's that guy. It was, and here he is now filling in for Scott Hennon on What's in Your Mind.
Thank you, Todd. It's great to be with you. It is, yes. Cold weather stories. Pretty interesting. And that winter of 1997 was obviously a tough one. We had the most snow in history. And our inaugural ball, Nancy and my, we were just reelected in 1996 in the fall. The inaugural ball was in place. And guess what? It was canceled because that day, I think every single road in the state was closed because of snow and snow cover. And so much for that idea. And Nancy's beautiful dress, I'm not sure she ever wore it. It might still be hanging in the closet unworn.
We were talking about that winter, that flood winter.
Oh, my gosh.
The snow totals were about twice what we have now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah. Crazy.
But we haven't really had a winter like that ever since, so yeah. Now it's like, oh, what is this stuff? We haven't had this lately.
So, no, we don't, but we have a few minutes for snow stories or any other things that are on your mind on this What's On Your Mind show. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennon. Scott can't be with you today, but he does send his greetings, and you can give us a call at 701-258-0550 or toll-free at 800-228-0550. Todd, do we have any texts coming in? Text Todd at 226. Ah, I see him. 226-8503. Text
Todd. There you go.
We can get it. And email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Property tax is ridiculous and spending is out of control. How do we fix it?
Term limit.
That's a start.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, one of the things is, what happened to Republicans being conservative? I mean, Republicans were supposed to be ones that trimmed the cost of government, that reduced your taxes, that lowered the cost, that made government more efficient so that it was more affordable. What happened to all those people? Geez, all I see is Republicans spending money these days. That doesn't compute with me. I'm kind of curious about that. And, of course, as the texter said, that things are out of control cost-wise and tax-wise, it's a little nutso. But here we are talking about winter stories, and I thought I would throw a quick one on the table. When Ralph Engelstad came to Grand Forks to notify the community about his $100 million commitment to a hockey arena.
For the hockey arena. Yep.
So he flew in from Las Vegas, had a plane full of people, including some entertainers from his hotel. And we were standing around, it was below zero, and we were standing around in the terminal waiting for the bus to warm up or whatever. And there was one person who got off who was particularly show busy, had a big long fur coat on, the false eyelashes and all the blonde hair and all the kind of stuff and little peg legs sticking out of the bottom of the fur coat. And as we were talking about it being, it's going to be a pretty nice day because it'll get up to 6 below. And we were having these conversations about being below and temperatures being below. And she finally looked at me and she said, 6 below what? So that was a big clue. She may never have been out at Las Vegas. I'm not sure.
Let me put it to you like this.
You're not from around here, are you?
Are you, boy? What are you, Foghorn Leghorn now?
Yeah. You're not from around here, son, are you?
But, there's a text in here. I saw that the post office is overwhelmed by handling Amazon parcels many times without additional carriers to handle them. That, you know, that reminded me, this whole buying online thing is pretty interesting. And of course it's, I blame it on the millennials. They're, you know, they don't want to do anything and they don't want to shop and they don't want to select and they just want to push a button and have it delivered to their door. But, you know, the other day I was over at the recycle center and I was visiting with an employee who was working on that particular holiday. I can't remember what it was, but it was just President's Day. So he was working on that day. And I'm going, well, geez, are you getting overtime or whatever? I mean, what's going on? I say, oh, yeah, we have to do overtime because we have all this cardboard that comes in from people ordering online. And the cardboard, they don't break it down. You know, they're too lazy to take a knife and cut the tape on it or whatever. So they just throw all these open, empty boxes in the receptacles, and they fill up so fast that we have to work overtime on our holidays to keep hauling that cardboard out. So all of you who are out there online shopping and think this is the greatest thing in the history of the world and, you know, get all your stuff in your box delivered to your front door, please think about the impact on the environment and on the cost and your taxes because of what you're doing with these boxes. I mean, at least break them down, flatten them out, and put them in the recycle receptacles because it makes a difference, and why should we have people having to work, and good, solid public employees having to work on their days off, should be their days off, and their holidays away from their family because you are unwilling to cut down your boxes. Anyway, a little public announcement there, excuse me, for the sanitation workers of America. Excuse me, I got a cough here.
Take your time. That happened. A little bug in the bug in the throat.
Back on. Sorry about that. So anyway, give us a call. We've got all kinds of things to talk about. Share a cold weather story if you'd like. We've had a couple of them on. We've got a couple of minutes here left, and are interested to hearing from you. We've got. geez, we can talk about anything. There's a text here about. Senator Hovind and the job that he's doing. Is Senator Hovind behind the scenes with the Trump administration doing things? I don't quite understand. I'm just reading that text quickly. I'm not sure what's there. But
this Roosevelt Library seems to, there's another text in too about how much, you know, of Governor Burgum's billions is he going to put into this library?
Well, actually,
what are your thoughts?
Isn't part of the problem just calling it a library to begin with? It's not like we're going to check out Curious George flies a kite or something.
Actually, that text says how much of my wealth am I willing? Ed Schaefer's wealth is he willing to put in this presidential library? And the point is, you know, with the governor Burgum's proposal, $100 million has to be raised before the state puts the money in. So it's a 2-to-1 match for private sectors. Time to break.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has arrived in Hanoi, Vietnam, where tomorrow he'll meet for the second time with
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Before he left Washington, the president said yesterday he's expecting to have
a very good summit. I think we'll have a very tremendous summit. We want denuclearization.
Air Force One touching down at the airport in Vietnam's capital at 9 p.m. local time. The summit the two men will have is a follow-up to their meeting in Singapore last June. Back on Capitol Hill, President Trump's former personal lawyer and so-called fixer has just begun 3 days of testimony before lawmakers. Michael Cohen is currently behind closed doors with members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He'll be at an open hearing tomorrow of the House Oversight Panel. On Thursday, it's more closed-door testimony to the House Intelligence Committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The job quality training that'll keep them safe. North Dakota Safety Council offers more than 140 training courses taught by the region's leading occupational safety experts. When you register for one of the North Dakota Safety Council's training courses, you'll receive training from instructors that have on-the-job experience, a sense of humor, and comprehensive knowledge of the regulations. Training coming up in March, starting on the 11th, OSHA 30-hour general industry training in Bismarck, lift truck operator training in Grand Forks, and Fargo traffic control for supervisors is on the way in March, too. So check it out with the North Dakota Safety Council at ndsc.org. 27 before the hour, Tom Mitchell, and in for Scott Hannon, it's Ed Schaefer on What's in Your Mind.
Thank you, Todd. That's great to be with you this morning. Good morning, North Dakota. If you're just joining us for the What's on Your Mind show, this is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hannon. Thanks, Todd and Bismarck, taking care of everything there, and Kevin here on the board. We're getting going. We're having good conversations today. Give us a call at 258-0550 or toll-free at 800-258-0550. We're wanting to know what's on your mind. Right before the break, we were talking about the presidential library, and we had a text that was asking me how much of my wealth William put into the Roosevelt Library, and then how much of Governor Burgum's money he's willing to put into the library. And this person says that he doesn't believe that it'll track the hordes of tourists that are being predicted. And, you know, who knows? As far as my wealth goes, I chair the board of the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation that is not connected or doesn't have anything to do with the Library Foundation, separate organizations. My family has supported, and our wealth has gone to Western North Dakota and Medora, and have been there over 50 years. And so you make the comment, you know, can people go? Will they be there? You know, we have 150,000 people that we serve there every summer and have for a long, long time. We've got $60 million worth of assets out there in a public foundation. So it proves that these types of attractions do get people to come, do spend their money in North Dakota and their Western North Dakota, and are important educational aspects. So, you know, these are important things. The library issue on the other side is something that is being proposed for a location inside the Theodore Roosevelt National Park in the Medora area. And we're supportive of that with the foundation, but don't really have anything to do with it. Importantly, does North Dakota make an investment in this or not? And when we make challenge grants to the universities, they raise all kinds of money because North Dakota supports it, and you have a $2 for $1 match. So for every $2 that's raised in the private sector, you get a dollar worth of public money or taxpayers' money that goes into the deal. And I think in this case, a presidential library is an important investment in the state of North Dakota. I believe it'll add to the character and the shaping of culture in not only North Dakota, but the United States of America. I think Theodore Roosevelt still visits with us today about high character and moral and hard work and hardihood and commitment to family and community. Those kinds of things are shaped, you know, by Roosevelt, and a presidential library will continue to shape that conversation, not by checking out books, but by advancing the principles of Theodore Roosevelt to our community and beyond. We're sitting here waiting for U.S. Representative.
We have him.
Kelly Armstrong, who had to take a vote. We've got a couple of people on hold, but let's get to Kelly, because I know you voted and I know you're busy, and I sure appreciate you, Representative Armstrong, for joining What's on Your Mind today. Good morning.
Bully. We could go down the TR Center and the TR Library conversation for an hour if you wanted to. You know, as somebody who grew up in DSU and spent my entire childhood with a stick and a stirring chasing mule deer around the Badlands, it's something that I'm deeply passionate about as well. But I think you want to talk to me about tax cuts.
Well, I did, because I saw a blurb somewhere on some national media the other day that you had made the comment, Representative Kelly. And by the way, we sure appreciate the fact that you're representing North Dakota and you have those good Western North Dakota values and a conservative viewpoint that you're taking to Washington, D.C. I know you're new and fresh on the job there. I'm very confident that you will do well. My prayer is that you will not get corrupted by the system and lose that conservative bent that you have, because I think Republicans kind of disappear when they go to Washington and forget their conservatives. But anyway, thank you, and thanks for joining us. I did want to talk. I saw a blurb that you had mentioned that the Trump tax cuts have caused an increase in our debt. That's not an exact quote, but, you know, that's a kind of an analogy of what you said. And I was concerned about that because I wanted to visit with you if revenues are at an all-time high, and that's tax revenues, by the way, coming from those tax cuts, how does that contribute to the debt? So I wanted to visit a little bit about your comment.
Absolutely. I mean, essentially what I said is CBO has scored it that the tax cuts have contributed to the debt. I think over the short term that is potentially correct. I don't believe it is the whole picture, as is often the case. And you're exactly right. I mean, we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. And I'll tell you the same thing I tell everybody, that the only time it seems to me, particularly my friends on the other side of the aisle, that get worried about this is when we are allowing North Dakota citizens to keep more of their tax money in their pocket. And I also think that we also forget having the conversation that our economy needed to get moving, and we had 3% growth in 2018 compared to about an average of about 1.5% growth from 2006 until that year. So while CBO may score it as contributing to the deficit, I think we can both agree that the vast majority of the problem in Washington, D.C. is spending and not revenue.
Yeah, and I haven't read that CBO scoring. You probably have, but you know, I know in the past when I have looked at CBO scoring, especially when I was at USDA in Washington, D.C., you know, they have an interesting way of scoring, but they have to score what the legislation says. And so when you have automatic increases in spending and you reduce taxes, you know, then they score it that way. And it looks like it's the tax decrease that's causing the problem, which it isn't, as you pointed out. So I'm glad that you clarified that, because I raised my eyebrows when I saw Kelly Armstrong is saying that tax cuts increase the deficit. So, thank you. And
all the tax cuts did truly is, and when we collected a record number, when we had a record revenue, we just collected a little less. I mean, in actual real dollars. But we never talk, and we've seen it in North Dakota about the GDP growth, which is a fantastic thing and something that has occurred in the last 2 years after we were essentially told it was impossible anymore.
Yeah, and I would disagree with you that you actually you recover a little less because if tax revenues increase because of economic activity from lowering tax cuts, you know, that's how it's supposed to work. We proved it in North Dakota when I was in office. When we lowered taxes, economy went up. We had more revenue and put more money into education, health, and safety, and lowered the cost of government to the people. You know,
I don't think you and I disagree. I think there's a carryover effect. Mm-hmm. Initially, there might be reduction, but it goes back into the economy, and you get it back. In a lot of cases, in year two.
I was interested, Kelly, coming out of Washington last week. Was all this fretting and hand-wringing about how people's tax refunds were going to be so low this year. And my goodness, people aren't going to be able to make ends meet. And this is all Trump's tax cuts and everything is awful. And this goes to show you that the economic recovery isn't working because people are going to get less tax refunds. What do you think about that?
I think that is a very interesting way to frame the picture. The reason you're getting less refund is because you're paying less in taxes. And it's the whole problem. You know, I have a good friend in Fargo, North Dakota. You know him well, John Tranum, who says we should do withholding so people understood exactly how their tax situation worked and didn't basically cover their eyes and then go meet with their accountant once a year or do their online filing once a year and not have any real idea of how much they're paying, how much they're getting back. And I think I've always thought that might be a little extreme, but after this entire debate, there's definitely more merit to it than there was before.
Well, I guess my question to you is, if withholdings are down, therefore, and you have more money in your pocket to spend and the economy's moving, therefore your tax refund is going to be less, are people in Washington really that stupid that they don't understand that?
I think, unfortunately, they're not. They're completely hypocritical if they can push a narrative that moves them towards the narrative they're trying to react. I don't think they're that stupid. I think they know exactly what they're saying and how ridiculous it is, and I think they say it anyway.
We've got a couple of calls, Kelly. Are you willing to talk to Tim in Bismarck?
Absolutely.
Great. Tim, you're on the line. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Hey, you're on with Kelly Armstrong and Ed Schaefer.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Awesome.
My question to you, both of you is, when are the Republicans going to start getting tougher with all the Democrats and their BS that they keep spewing out all the time? I mean, we need to start fighting harder and standing up for the American people and the stuff like with AOC that's coming out. One of my questions is now they're talking that she could possibly be a running mate for Bernie Sanders, and let's just say something would happen that Bernie got in. She can't become president because she's not of age. So then what happens? Do we let Nancy Pelosi come in? And I'm real concerned about a lot of people think that Republicans don't fight back enough. How do we get them to start fighting back more?
Kelly, you're going to be a fighter out there for us in Washington?
Yeah, I guess, you know, so much of that is depending on where you're getting your news, how you're getting your news. But I can tell you, as somebody who serves on judiciary and oversight, not only last week, but this morning already, and we're about to walk into it, we have a lot of people that are trying to call out the hypocrisies as much as possible. And on those committees, at least, that I serve on, we are fighting every day. I mean, I testified in front of the Rules Committee yesterday on universal background check.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Kelly. And we got to take a break here. Can you hold over, or are you going to go vote again?
I can hold over.
I know you're super busy. If you could hold over, that would be awesome. We'd appreciate more conversation. We appreciate the job you're doing, U.S. Representative Kelly Armstrong, on What's on Your Mind. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When you build with Morton Buildings, you build something that lasts. And now you can build for less during Building Value Days. If you're dreaming of a personal storage building, horse barn, farm storage, home, office, insulated workshop, or even a commercial facility, take advantage of our discounted pricing on new buildings now through February 28, 2019. So don't delay. Visit MortonBuildings.com for more information.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ted Chaser sitting in for Scott Hannon on And good morning. I was just enjoying the music here, pepping up on this North Dakota beautiful day. We're glad that you're with us on What's on Your Mind. It is Tuesday, February 26th. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hannon, and we are having a conversation with Congressman Kelly Armstrong, U.S. Representative from North Dakota, Western North Dakota, values and culture, trying to change Washington, fighting for us every day. And we're glad that you're with us here. Before we get back into, Kelly, some of these conversations, I did want to take a texter here's question, because he was saying that I'm acting like a true politician, which always offends me because I think that's kind of a slam. He said he has no idea how much I'm going to be willing to put into the Theodore Roosevelt Library, because he had asked the question earlier. And just let me make it clear. My family, myself, our commitment is to the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. And we're not going to let the Medora Foundation get lost in the largesse of the library. And we've been at it for 50 plus years out there. We're going to continue to do it. My focus, my attention, my donations are going to go to the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. And the library, which we're supporting, is going to be generated by others, other supporters and people. As far as how much the governor's willing to put in, you have to ask the governor. I don't know that, but I know he's willing to, and he's working hard to raise the money to get that 2-to-1 match for the state dollars. So anyway, a little sideline there because being a politician.
The beautiful thing about this is I'm going to brag about you more than it's easier for me to brag about you, Ed, than it is for you to brag about yourself and your family. And as somebody who grew up in Western North Dakota and has Medora in his blood, I can tell you this unequivocally, without a doubt, there is not a person or a family who has done more to support that community than Ed Schaefer and his entire family. So if you're worried about how Ed's going to support Medora and all the things that are or may be there, I don't think that's something you'll ever have to worry about. And that's not a political answer. That's the truth.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that. And it's awesome. I mean, a presidential library can have huge ramifications, not only for tourism and the economy in North Dakota and people visiting or whatever. 700,000 people go through the Theodore Roosevelt National Park annually. I mean, that's pretty amazing. We can capture more of those people in North Dakota and want to do that. But even in the winter, I mean, 4,200 people last February, or approximately 4,000 people last February, a year ago, went into the interpretive center in the park, which amazes me. You know, they come off the interstate, they see the sign, they come off the interstate and actually get out of their car, walk into the interpretive center in February, North Dakota. So you can't tell me that we don't have people there, and you can't tell me after 50 years of being in business out there that we can't operate facilities and attractions in North Dakota in rural, out-of-the-place areas. So anyway,
yeah,
Kelly,
I was just going to comment, too, and I also think, we're the only national park named after a president. Anybody who's ever read on Teddy Roosevelt understands how important his time was there. And I don't discount, because the economic drivers and the tourism are fantastic, but it's something bigger than that, too. I mean, it really, truly is. I mean, it's a presidential library. It's something that, there are very few of them in the world, and it's something we should, if not that, these are the types of things we should strive for in North Dakota.
Yeah, and let me just take a minute here. Then we've got a caller, Steve, that wants to ask you a question about the Declaration of Emergency. But if I could, here's an example of how the Theodore Roosevelt Library, Presidential Library, can be important. Look at the new best picture from the Academy Awards is the Green Book. Okay, so the Green Book is about a book that was published in the 30s, 40s, and 50s in the United States of America that gave you places where it was safe to eat and sleep for black people who were traveling around the country. Interesting content. The movie is awesome, by the way. I saw it months ago and thought this is a great movie and a good message. But the Rough Riders Hotel in Medora, North Dakota, was a facility that was in that black book. The Green Book. There were five facilities in North Dakota that were in that book. The Rough Riders Hotel is the only one left. So think of that message about a safe place for blacks to eat and sleep in North Dakota. Put that on top of Theodore Roosevelt, who lived and worked out there and said, I picked up the culture. I learned how to work. I understood that when you're dependent on other people working out on the range, it isn't their color or their race or their religion. It's how they perform. It's how they work. It's how they support each other. That's what he learned out there. He goes to the White House as president, becomes the first president ever to eat with a black person in the White House. It caused so much a ruckus. It was tens of years before that, before another president dared to do that. And then you take it on top of that and look at the book called Colorblind. Colorblind was a book about the North of Bismarck, North Dakota semi-pro baseball team in the 40s was a mixed race team and won the national semi-pro baseball tournament.
Wasn't that in 35?
They were 30 years before Jackie Robinson broke into the National League. Those are North Dakota values. That's North Dakota culture. Those are the things that go on. That's how the library can speak to the nation about what needs to be going on in this world today. I think I used up more than my minute here. I'm sorry to bend your ear on that, Kelly, but thank you for joining us.
Cattlemen, have you considered adding Simmental genetics to your herd? Simmentals are today's beef industry leaders with a strong reputation for performance and replacement females that continue to produce quality offspring. Simmentals and Sim-influenced cattle have made their mark in the industry. With the addition of the 70-70 grid, the demand and premium for Simmental influence in your calves will reach new levels. Simmentals are poised to take you into the future. Now is the time to breed them all. Simmental. Check out www.NorthDakotaSimmental.com today.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.